Welcome to the Nehemiah Entrepreneurship Community Podcast. I'm your host, Patrice Sage. We have somebody very special today interviewed with us, Robert Fukui. Robert, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, thanks, Patrice. And good to see you. I still made one of my shots on the videos still up there.
I know, right? You are forever part of Nehemiah. Now, if you don't know who Robert is, that means you're new to our community because Robert is used to be vice chair of the Nehemiah Project, now Nehemiah Entrepreneurship Community. Robert also, of course, you'll tell him about it. He's been through biblical entrepreneurship. He actually was the one who brought biblical entrepreneurship to California, to LA, actually. At least kept it there at minimum for a while. Rob is a longtime alumni. He married since 2016 to the beautiful Kaylee Fukui that we love dearly. They're the co-founders.
2006, Patrice.
Oh, did I say 2006? Wait. So your thing here says married since 2016. Am I missing something?
Is there a typo? Yeah. No, I got to talk to our editor.
Don't you hate that? let it be known that I discovered it, right? Let me know I discovered
it. Of all the figures we had, that one got by everybody.
You know what it is? Nobody thinks about when you were married, only the two of you guys. So as they know probably the date you were married, but the month. The year is in the
I think she got confused of when we started our business when I left corporate to start the business because 2016 right. That was the date.
That's right. So it happened here at the Nehemiah Community Podcast. See, yeah. Robert, had you not come today, you wouldn't have learned that.
Yeah, and the beauty of print on demand these days is it's going to be easy fix.
That's right.
It's just a cover, so it's
there it is. So 2006, but the business was 2016. So 10 years later is when you guys launched the business, mm-hmm. right? And then a business consultant company based in California, they guide married entrepreneurs in creating better work-life balance. And so the book is Tandem right here. Though, you know, we're going to talk about it a little bit, but we're going to have Robert back to deal into this. So today we won't get, because we're going to have him back with the beautiful Kaylee. She's right there. Looks better than Robert right there. And so we're going to have, so I have my copy. And by the time we have you back, Robert, I would have read my copy.
All right.
I got all these. So your book, notice, it's right here on my desk, right? Among the books that are, you know
how right. I feel you. I get those too. It's kind of interesting. Like as soon as we wrote our book, like we're getting tons of books. Everybody's giving us a book. And I'm like,
that's right.
Geez, I can't keep up with these things.
Yeah. And then also, you know this, because being a coach, you also are reading all these other books, you know, to prepare for your clients or knowledge. So it's all crazy. But it's fun. We love what we do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Robert, you're going to be our guest. So Robert is going to be a special guest. Actually, we're going to have Robert three times. This is special. This is the year for Fukui.
Yeah.
So yeah. we cash thought we make up for all the years. There it is. So Robert will be with us at the Global Forum coming up. Guys, you don't want to miss that. And the Global Forum is on heaven and business. We're gonna have three new generation. If you are, these are young generation of marketplace leaders. We're gonna have Robert Fukui. We're going to have Shea Bynes and we're going to have Andy Mason, three dynamos. Yeah. They're just unique. What I like about the three of you guys are unique, right? You guys are not the same old, same old. You guys just come from three unique, different perspectives, different voices. Eddie, how are you? Eddie, make sure you sign up for the Global Forum. So you'll be at the Global Forum. But then you come out for Nehemiah Week. You'll be one of our guest speakers this year, Nehemiah Week. And Rob, we're also putting together a new generation marketplace panel for Nehemiah Week that you guys will be a part of as well. We have other folks that will be part of that because we're going to have the old guard, and the new guard. Because our theme this year is called to the marketplace. And we kind of showcase and honor the old guard. And then we're going to have the new guard, which is, even though we are looking old, we're not sure which guard we are part of anymore. But
we're in the middle.
Still young.
Transition guard.
And then Robert just confirmed to me that he'll be, him and his wife will be joining us for this year's Couples and Business Cruise. We're so excited about that. And we're actually going to build the core content of the cruise this year around this book. So if you have not yet signed up, by the way, the thing about the cruise, to be a part of that, you have to be part of the Couples Against Life group, you know. So if you guys are not part of that, make sure you join that. So, Robert, we wanted you here to kind of give a little background. Obviously, the forums are great, but it doesn't allow us time for, like, really in-depth discussion. So our podcast today is get our audience to kind of get a bit about who you are, talk a bit about what you do, and then really we're going to crescendo into what does it really look like for you having heaven in your business or business in general. Of course, we're going to do teasers today. We're going to save the substance for our global forum. Before we get into it, Robert, let's go back a little bit. You were instrumental in helping to grow Nehemiah to what it is today. But before Nehemiah, you were an executive for a pharmaceutical company. You were very active in your local church, probably still are. You were leading their market. But talk to you about before Nehemiah, those years, Nehemiah, and then talk about where Robert is today. So give us kind of those three pictures, if you can.
Yeah, I definitely have to say, you know, Patrice, Nehemiah Project, you got me into trouble. I mean, you were instrumental in getting me in trouble. So, you know, I actually grew up, I was a pastor's kid, or I am a pastor's kid, and my dad pastored a church. And so I grew up in the church, literally. We had a parsonage attached to the church, so I grew up in the church. But when I got into my, you know, high school years, you know, I was really, I guess, kind of envious of what my friends were doing out there partying, having fun, whatever. And I kind of want to know, you know, what's that like? and just kind of being kind of insulated in the church, I kind of had that, okay, what am I missing out? And so I had to go through these years of kind of, you know, finding my way. And so I started, you know, doing what my friends were doing in high school and the college and just, you know, going out and having fun the world's way and just going out and partying and stuff like that. And, you know, I didn't want to be a pastor. That was one of the things I knew I didn't want to do. And so I got a business degree. I thought that would be the furthest away you can go from being a pastor. And I fell in love with marketing. And then from there, I got my first job with Coca-Cola and then in the pharmaceutical industry where I spent the bulk of my career. And, you know, enjoyed life, enjoyed my career. And then I met Kaylee, you know, about almost 20 years ago. And she was definitely a devout Christian. And so she says, no, we got to pray at meal times. And she slowly got me back into the church. And then when I was visiting her, it was a
Sunday. Wait a minute. Kaylee got the pastor's kid back to church.
Exactly.
I like that's a good one.
Exactly. And so, you know, fast forward, you know, we got married and then we moved to Pasadena or she moved. I lived in Pasadena. She moved in with me once we got married. She moved out from the coast and then moved in Pasadena. And one of the things she said is, you know, we have to find a home church. And so long story short, we settled into this church called Harvest Rock, which my dad had recommended because he'd followed Pastor Che for a long time. And then we got introduced to this concept called the Seven Mountain Mandate. And it's all about that society and culture is kind of discipled really by seven cultural influencers, which is religion, of course, and then family, and then there's education, and then there's business economics, and then there's arts and entertainment and media and government. And so there's all these outside influencers that, you know, whoever's influencing those mountains are influencing culture. And so if you think about it, yeah, just from education, one, right? I mean, they're educating your kids, good or bad. And so it got me thinking about what am I supposed to do in where I am? So I'm in the business world. You know, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to stay in the corporate and just climb the corporate ladder, have influence that way? Or was it going to be doing something else? And so the thought of it was having a business, but I didn't know what it was going to be. And then I started dabbling into consulting. And right about the same time, our church got introduced to Nehemiah Project and Patrice Sege. So our pastor's spiritual father, Peter Wagner, I guess you guys had been in the same conference together at one point. And he said to Che, hey, you need to bring this guy in. He's a dynamic, talks about kingdom business. And, you know, it's right up the alley.
You know, Robert, before you continue, you said this. Yeah. So Peter, this is before Peter Wagner died. So we were both at a conference. Peter had just spoken. Now, Peter was like my hero, right? When it comes to this space, as you know, he kind of helped shape this space that we all participate in. So Peter speaks, and then afterwards I speak after him. So after I speak, I get off the stage. Peter comes to me. This is like my hero. They said, never meet your heroes in private, but this was a good one because they didn't disappoint you.
Yeah,
he says to me, what he says, you have just articulated the substance that been, that's been missing in this movement. And he said, I wish we would have met 10 years prior because this would have been a key part of what was known as the Peter Wagner Leadership Institute, because as you know, Peter had been talking. And then he said, I'm going to connect you with my sons, and your pastor is one of them. And Peter follows up and connects me with your pastor. It was like, I mean, I could have died the next day and gone to heaven.
Right? I never heard that story yet. That's awesome. I never heard that.
It was an amazing moment for me. And it was one that I would tell my grandchildren that I actually met Peter Wagner. And it's like meeting, you know, what's the other management guru that we all talk about? What's his name?
Drucker?
Peter Drucker. It's kind of like meeting Peter Drucker. You know what I mean? It's like, so it's that was, and that's how you and I met because of that incident.
Yeah, and I'll add on to your story. You know, long story short, we got introduced. I said, hey, I'll take this course, Biblical Entrepreneurship, help create a kingdom business plan. It was right up my alley. And then, you know, ended up becoming certified instructor. And then we actually brought it into Wagner Leadership Institute, right? Because at the time, Mark Tubbs, who was the director of Wagner Leadership Institute, asked me, hey, can you help create a kingdom business curriculum? And I'm like, this is before we had met. And I'm like, I have no idea what this to do. I've never had a business and all that. And, you know, all this is the same time we got introduced. I said, okay, I'll take biblical entrepreneurship. And I'm looking at this thing going, man, this has got everything I would have thought would go into a curriculum like this. And so why recreate the wheel? This is licensing this thing out. When we graduated our first group of entrepreneurs to Wagner Leadership Institute, first, you know, Kingdom Business Group, Peter Wagner participates in the graduation. And so we're sitting down in a ready room and we had this little quiet moment before, you know, right after the practice and right before we're going to go on stage. And just so happened, just the two of us, and we're just sitting on this little couch. And he says, you must be proud. And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, this is something I've always wanted to do, but I didn't have the bandwidth to do. And so to tag on to your story, he was like, yeah, this is what we needed. And this is what you did. And you did this, your first class. We're graduating Kingdom Business class, the first one. And I'm like, oh, I never thought about it. this is pretty cool.
What an endorsement, right?
Yeah. And so just to add on to you, Patrice, I was like, wow, okay, this is a big deal, I guess. <You know? laughs> I didn't realize it. But, you know, I'm just doing it. Like, that's the thing about, you know, how God works with me. I don't really realize the scope of it. I just, there's something that gets put in front and said, oh, I think I can do that. And I just do it. And then until someone brings it up, I'm like, hey, you should look at this. This is something significant. And I'm like, oh, really? I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, I guess. So it was great to have that moment with Peter and how he had that with you. So yeah, I totally get what you said about that. So yeah. And then that just really started the path to really consulting with businesses. You know, our practice is both, we have Christians and non-Christians, and we love helping non-Christians because we believe they're just pre-Christians anyway, and helping them do business the right way, the kingdom way, is just an amazing thing. So yeah, that's just kind of how the before, and just, you know, right when we got introduced to Nehemiah, and how Nehemiah has really been kind of that springboard or launching pad to what we're doing now.
That's exciting. Again, we're talking Robert Fukui. He's the author of this great book, Tandem. And we're going to have Robert come back and deal with this book, both with his wife. Robert will be our speaker this year for the upcoming Heaven and Business Global Forum. If you've not yet registered for the forum, you want to do that right now. If you're a Silver, Diamond, Gold member, it's free to you. If you're not, it is only $25. We're going to have Robert Fukui. We're going to have Shea Bine. We're going to have Andy Mason from Heaven and Business, Heaven and Business.
I was gonna say, stole, you can't forget that name.
I know. Of all names. Incidentally, Andy is in Portland this week. You're going to be in Portland next week. So
yeah, I saw that.
Miss each other.
I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you've not yet signed up for the Global Forum, you want to do that right now. It will be July. Team, tell me again what, not July 23rd. I keep missing this up. It's coming in July, and you want to sign up for it. It's a virtual forum. You will get the opportunity to really learn what does it look like to bring heaven into your business, right? We talk about it. Jesus Christ prayed, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And so what does it look like? You know, how does it, you know, it's about bringing it to your home, bringing it into your personal life, bringing it to your marriage, to your family, to your church, but also in your business. So July 20th, you want to attend that. You're not only going to hear from them, we also going to have a special mention we'll be giving that day. And we're going to go into breakout where each of them will go a little deeper. So it's going to be a wonderful opportunity. Global forums are also an opportunity for you to connect with other members of the community so that you can, because it's about community. It's about relationships. It's about getting to know other people, because your big break is a relationship away. Good to have you, Clement, from Ghana. We love you, brother. Thank you for watching and for listening. So, Robert, so your original business plan was not what you end up doing, which is the I-61. So let's talk a bit about that, because many entrepreneurs, you know, when we look at the entrepreneurship journey, you know, one thing that Nehemiah, as you know, we talk about going from discovery to startup to break even, all the life cycle. And many times what you develop at the discovery stage may not be what you end up going with. So talk a bit about that in terms of your original business, what led to the pivot, and how did you know, right? Because that's the question. How did you know that, how do you discover where you end up landing?
Yeah. So first of all, yeah, the business plan, a lot of times things change, but usually the overall vision and the heart of why you're doing what you're doing and who you want to help kind of tends to stay the same. So the original part of the business plan was for a marketing agency, and it was to really to support and build Kingdom Business. And I had a business partner at the time. And so that has stayed the same, actually. The heart of what we do is still kind of stays the same. But some of the nuances now and the focus is a little bit different. And it really got sharper from what I'll attest to. But so it was originally a marketing agency. I had a business partner. That didn't work out. We kind of split ways, still continued the marketing agency. But what happened is, as we started dealing with these family business, the small business, that when I come in there and they want marketing help, and I'm looking at their entire business as a scope, because I look at it more from a chief marketing officer perspective, not just social media or Google ads, just looking at specific areas of marketing, but I look at business as a whole and what is the best course of action for the business as a whole. It could be social media, it could be Google ads or SEO or whatever, but figure out what is the best approach for them. What's the biggest bang for your buck? And then, but as I started looking in the business, I was looking at a lot of gaps in the business from a financial perspective, profit margins, operational efficiencies. And there were so many things that were actually, they were losing money, literally losing money. And so while they think marketing and sales is the answer, I'm saying, let's fix the fundamentals first, because that alone will increase margin to give you some area to move to breathe. And a lot of times within that fix, it actually, the marketing and sales takes care of itself. Because just even looking at what they're doing marketing wise and say, how do we just improve on what you're doing? Not about doing something different or adding something else. So anyways, and then also I noticed that because they're stressed financially, they're working really hard and it was affecting their personal life, their home life. And so, you know, in the beginning, we're dealing with mainly Christians, and even Christians are having a struggle with, they're just going all in on their business and their home life was suffering. And so I was like, okay, there's more to this thing than marketing in these businesses. And so we really started to focus on the business as a whole and started more just general business consulting. But then we also started noticing, you know, most business owners are married, and I don't know if anybody, whoever's listening, give a shout out if you're married. And as they're focused so much in the business trying to get it to grow or fix it, and it's suffering, their personal life was suffering, that's when I asked my wife, Kaylee. I said, hey, I think there's something here that we need to deal with that nobody's dealing with head on, because it's kind of the elephant in the room. Mm. You know, if the spouse is at home taking care of the kids or has another career or sometimes has another business and they're just doing life, but they're forgetting each other. And I'm like, hey, there's something going on. And so we just tested it out with a group of married entrepreneurs, and it just kind of, yeah, everybody's like, yeah, exactly. This is what we're dealing with. This is what we're dealing with. And so we ended up dealing with both. It's like, okay, let's grow a business, a healthy business, but at the same time, let's do it with the intent of growing a healthy marriage.
Wow.
And that you can do both at the same time, but people didn't know how to do both at the same time. They figured they had to sacrifice their personal life for this temporary thing of growing the business. But that temporary thing of growing the business, next thing you know, it's 10, 20, 30 years later, because they don't know how to do anything else.
That is so true. You know, hey, if you're watching and listening and you're part of our couples and business community, just give a shout out here. You know this resonates with you, because you're absolutely right, Robert. There's this tension between the business and the family. And many times the family, unfortunately, loses out.
Yeah.
Right. And you're bringing intentionality to couples to kind of say, hey, you don't have to sacrifice the family for the business. You can have both. And Jim, we talk about heaven and business. Truly, if heaven is in your business, it would bring that kind of alignment, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
Because heaven cannot be in your business
if it's not in your home.
If it's not in your home.
Exactly.
And yeah. You can't have, you know, and so again, we talked with Robert Fukui. Robert will be a guest at the upcoming Global Forum. If you've not yet registered, do that right now on July 20th. And you want to make sure it'll be Robert Fukui, it'll be Shea Bind, and it'll be Andy Mason. We're going to talk about how do you bring heaven into your business. So Robert, let's talk about that a little bit. So how do you bring heaven into your business? So what, give us a bit of a teaser. So what does it look like? Because you talked about how when, as a consultant, when you assess companies, you recognize that they came to you for marketing and sales because they want to drive revenue, but you took a holistic approach, seeing that and recognizing the issue was not just marketing and sale, there were other fundamental issues. And so you address that. And then you realize that, wait a minute, there was also a family issue. So with that context, what does it look like to have heaven in your business?
Yeah, so it's simple, but it's practically kind of hard sometimes. In practice, it's sometimes kind of hard, but it's simple. It's just like, if God is in you, then wherever you go, God is there, right? But a lot of times for some reason, we compartmentalize God. Like he can only happen or be there when we're praying or we're in Sunday at church or whatever. But when we're a business, it's all of a sudden we just start doing our own thing. It's like, no, if you're number one, we start with prayer, right? Kaylee and I, myself individually first thing in the morning, then Kaylee and we start our prayer. And it's always about asking for the wisdom of one of the prayers is always asking for the wisdom of the Lord as we're going through today. Mm-hmm. And if we're meeting with a client, you know, prepare our hearts, you know, give us ears to hear God as we're meeting with our clients for one. Right. So like when we're working with couples and we're talking about business issues and their dynamics, we're kind of always in tune to what God might be having to say about this. Cause I might have my agenda and I always do. But then at the same time, I'm always like, okay, Lord, I'm always listening. Mm. And so as they're talking, I'm just trying to stay, you know, get my discernment antenna up about, okay, what is needed at this moment, right? And sometimes it's totally off script that it's just one word or one sentence that just hits them in the heart and says, what are we doing? You know, because a lot of times we're talking about the tension of business and marriage, it's affecting their marriage, and they're just going at it. We just had this discovery call this week, in fact, and you know, I kind of asked them, what does a win look like at the end of our working together? You know, and the husband said one thing, the wife said another thing. And I said, did you hear yourselves? You both want the exact same thing. Mm. It's phrased a little bit differently, but you both want the exact same thing. And you're both wanting it. But it's creating tension just because of the way they're communicating. And so anyways, small example of just, you know, what was, just listen to the prompting of the Lord as you go about business on a daily basis and not being so focused on your own agenda that you lose the opportunity to really make an impact with your customer or vendor or employees or your team. So that's just one example.
No, I love that. What I'm hearing you, as I'm hearing you speak, the thought I have in mind is it's almost like allow heaven, give heaven the opportunity to disrupt your agenda.
Yeah.
Right? Don't presume or assume that whatever your agenda is, that that's heaven's agenda.
Oh yeah. Right. Sometimes the smartest things that come out of my mouth is just totally prompted from the Holy Spirit. Just like, I'll be thinking, that's like, right. Boy, where'd that come from?
Yeah. That's right. Wow. Now, so let me ask you this last question. And again, Robert will be at the Global Forum, and he's going to get a chance to really talk about this a lot in Living Color, July 20th. If you're not yet signed, you want to do it today. Robert will also be at Nehemiah Week this year. If you're not signing him out, you want to do that today. And Robert will be with us at the Couples in Business cruise this year. And we're going to focus on this book with that particular event. So Robert, entrepreneurs are not always the most sensitive to the Holy Spirit just by the virtue of what's required, right? When you think of business, you think of human control. You also Asian. Asians exactly are not known for being spirit-led, you know, emotional, right? Hey. That's one. You also a man, right? Men are not known, right? So you have. So talk to us a bit about how does one overcome all that? And then you ran it from the pastorate into business. So somebody's watching, listening, said, like, Robert, I'm more like you. I'm that. How do you make way for the Holy Spirit for heaven when your culture, how you're wired, even your sex, all that is the function of what you're doing kind of goes against the very disruption that heaven brings? Because it can be disruptive.
Yeah. Part of it is experience, right? Taking your lumps. And, you know, when you're married, so I'll speak to the couples, that the Holy Spirit also lives in your spouse. And listening to them, even if they're not working the business. Like one of the big mistakes that I've made early on in our marriage was not listening to to Kaylee's feeling about a situation. And so going to, right, males are wired a different way. We're just analytical. We're going out and look at the numbers. Here's the facts and figures. This makes sense. And Kaylee's saying, I don't have a good feeling about this. And I'm like, I don't care, because that does, you know, on the books, this makes sense. And the next thing you know, it's a six-figure loss, right? So you go through a couple of those and you're like, huh, maybe I need to listen to Kaylee's feelings a little more. So because, you know, in general, women are more sensitive. And we talk about that, oh, you're just being so sensitive. But that's also a good strength, because that means they're sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit tends to, I don't say the Holy Spirit talks more to women. I just think that the women are more sensitive to listening to the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. When we're driven by facts and figures and the other thing, right? Patrice, the way we're wired. And so one thing, if you're married, is listen to your wife, because they're probably listening from the Holy Spirit. They're more sensitive to that. And in her, and she's actually kind of mentored me in that process to be a little more sensitive to the Holy Spirit and listening to my gut a little bit more, because that's kind of a prompting, right, from the Holy Spirit. And so just through the experience of that and taking your lumps and all that, did you start going, okay, you start noticing patterns of whenever you feel a little thing in your, like for me anyways, everybody, you know, the Holy Spirit speaks to everybody a little differently. You just got to figure out what that is. But for me is when you look at the past and when I, you know, you see where, when things fell, there were some common denominators of how I was striving. I just went and did it. As opposed to, and then maybe I'd rush things. I think that's a prime example of just going in your own, going with your own convictions versus being spirit led, is you just rush through things sometimes, as opposed to really pausing and just allowing the Holy Spirit to really speak and confirm if this was a good thing or not. And so just that, and I think if you're not married, just having good counsel around you about being able to understand and recognize when the Holy Spirit's speaking instead of just rushing through things. So there are some practical things I go through to recognize if this is this me or is God. And so I think once you kind of start to kind of get into that flow of understanding how the Holy Spirit ministers to you, it becomes just a bit more natural, just like walking.
Wow. I love it. I mean, this makes so much sense. Listen, if you want more of this, sign up today for the upcoming Global Forum. Again, if you're a silver, gold, or diamond member, it's no cost to you. Just go follow that link and sign up. If you're not, it's only $25. You're going to get Robert Fukui. You're going to get Shea Bynes. You're going to get Andy Masons. And there'll be breakout session where they'll kind of go a little deeper. And the whole idea here is the value proposition for that day. You would walk away having a greater sense of what does it look like to bring heaven into your business and what impact does that have? And as you just heard here, it can be disruptive, right? Because God has given us free will. And unfortunately, sometimes our free will goes contrary to heaven, right? Jesus, the word of God said it. He says, you know, your ways are not my ways. Your thoughts are not my thoughts, right? And how do we align those things? Robert, this was so good. Thank you so much, man.
Welcome.
Robert, before you leave, though, I do want to ask you for one more word of advice for our listeners and viewers. But before you do, listen, if you've enjoyed this podcast, I want you to share it. Share with your friends, share with family. You know somebody right now who needs to hear first about Robert's journey, a pastor's kid who ran away from the pastorate and from the church into business. His wife brought him back to the church. Thank God for Kaylee. And not only that, but then he was able to discover God's purpose plan for his life. He's right now is a pastor, but he's a marketplace guy, right? He's ministering to entrepreneurs through consulting. He's ministering to entrepreneurs through his book. He's ministering to entrepreneurs through his works and so forth. So make sure that you share those with somebody else who you know fits his profile that you've been trying to draw in. The other piece is, you know, people who are right now saying, Lord, how do I bring heaven into my life, into my business? This may minister to them. Share this with them. Share it on your Facebook, on your YouTube. Share it on your LinkedIn, whatever social media that you're using. Share with them. Because friends share with friends that which impacts them. If you want to know about Robert Fukui, visit his website. Robert, so where do they go to learn more about you?
I'm just going scrolling right there, marriedentrepreneur.co, .com.co. Yeah.
All right. Marriedentrepreneur.co. There you learn more about Robert. You'll get information about his latest book and other resources there as well. If you want to know about the NEMA Entrepreneurship Community and how we can come alongside you and help you build a kingdom company or expand your existing kingdom business, just go to NehemiahEcommunity.com, NehemiahEcommunity.com. There you learn about our training program, whether it's biblical entrepreneurship, passive income, nothing but a job oil, whatever, identity and destiny. You can take advantage of it there. You'll learn also about our coaching program, whether it's group coaching, individual coaching, and then you also learn about our access to capital. If you need capital to grow your business, or if you need capital to sustain your business, you can learn about that there as well. And of course, you can also learn how to become a member of the Nehemiah Entrepreneurship Community. Listen, membership does have its benefits. Well, we are close to 2,000 members from Asia, from Europe, from Latin America, from North America, from the United States as well. You can join us and connect with other members that can help you grow your business. You know, we believe that community is how we do what we do. It's not just about training and coaching, but it's about coming alongside you, walking with you as a community to help you create that lift that you need to grow the company that God has called you to grow. With that, don't miss it. The Global Forum on July the 20th. Make sure you click that link and you register and join us there. Robert, before we wrap up, there are many people listening from all over the world. They're entrepreneurs at different stages. Some may be at discovery, maybe a startup, profitability, break even, or even sustainability. And they're listening to this. They're saying, well, Robert, right now we have inflation. We have, the war in Ukraine. We have uncertainty in the economy. We have all these concerning issues. So where is heaven? And how does one, bring heaven in our lives during these kind of uncertain times? Could you speak to us a bit about that?
Yeah, you know, where the I mean, there's just obviously an intensifying of situations that are going on globally. But regardless, there's always problems in the world anyway. Just even on a normal, under normal circumstances, when things are a little quote unquote calm, right? There's always problems anyway. And the Lord has positioned every one of us to solve some problems. We have a mission. God's given us a purpose, just like Jeremiah 1:5 says, right? Before you in your mother's womb, that he had called you as a prophet to the nation, speaking to Jeremiah. And he's called each one of us with a specific purpose to really help people. At the end of the day, right, it's, you know, the Great Commission is about go out and disciple all nations. And so that, and so how do you disciple people? Why would you disciple people? And why would people follow you? They follow you because they have a problem and they think you can help them at the end of the day, right? And so regardless of what's going on globally, you're called to do, to make, to create solutions to a problem. And focus on your area of what you can, what problem you can solve, and focus on that. And if we all do that, this world will be a better place. And it's not about, and so don't get so consumed about what's going on out there. I mean, we just, I just did like a little thing with a men's group this morning, right before here, talking about, you know, Jesus calming the sea, and there's a storms, and disciples were so concerned about the storm, and Jesus was taking a nap, right? And so, and he's like, you know, I got this, calm down, and peace be still, but also say, calm down to the disciples, I got this. And so regardless of what's going on globally, God's got this, and it's come to, come position yourself in peace and start with prayer and really get to a position of peace so you can hear God more clearly and what he has called you to do and what is the next step. You know, talk about heaven and business. I think it all starts with prayer, number one, and it starts with a position of calm. We can't hear God when the storm is raging in our head, thinking about all the things, inflation and wars and stuff like that. It's not that we don't, we discount what's going on, but we can't be effective in what God's called us to do if we get caught up in the storms of life in the world. So we got to really start, number one, in position of prayer. Every morning, my prayer is, give me peace and give me wisdom. And then sit with God and just be quiet. I mean, not just pray and then go on your day. I mean, pray and then be quiet and allow God to speak back. And when you do this on a routine basis, you might not hear him every day, right? You might not hear, get anything there, but at least it'll set your tone and your spirit, because he may talk during the day. And as long as you set your spirit right, then you're more open to what God has for you and what he's going to, and the problems and the solutions that you're going to provide to the world.
Guys, you heard it here. What a good advice. Robert, thank you so much. Listen, I hope you enjoyed our podcast, and see you at the Global Forum. Robert, yeah, we're going to have you back here before Nehemiah week and after as we prepare for the cruise. How does that sound? Yeah,
sounds great, man. Can't wait.
All right. Thank you, man. Welcome back to the community. Thanks. Well, I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Listen, before you leave, let me pray for you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord enable you to steward those talents that are under your care. And may you steward them in such a way that one day you will hear those wonderful words, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Guess what? He'll not make you rule over much. God bless you. Thank you for watching and listening. Thank you, Robert.